This is Greg Morali with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of April 22nd, 2018. The death of First Lady Barbara Bush last week is a reminder that the Republican Party once had a more socially liberal side, even though her husband extended Ronald Reagan's legacy of cultural conservatism, there were signs that Barbara was sometimes a dissenter. The most famous incident came in 1990 when the then PFLAG president Paulette Goodman sent First Lady Bush a request for a letter of support. Whether Goodman seriously expected a reply is unclear, but amazingly, Barbara Bush sent a personal response. It read, quote, "I firmly believe that we cannot tolerate discrimination against any individuals or groups in our country. Such treatment always brings with it pain and perpetuates intolerance," end quote. And here in California, Assemblymember Evan Lowe introduced Assembly Bill 2504, which proposes a requirement that all law enforcement officers and dispatchers receive training on sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill specifies the training must include training on how to respond to domestic violence and hate crimes involving LGBTQ victims, as well as an overview of LGBTQ history and how race and religion relate to sexual orientation and gender identity. LGBTQ law enforcement employees continue to experience harassment and discrimination on the job. Hate crimes motivated by sexual orientation and gender identity are on the rise here in California. Yours truly testified in support of the bill. Unfortunately, the California Sheriff's Association spoke out in opposition to the bill, claiming concerns about cost. The truth is that training courses addressing these requirements already exist and can be funded by the community college system with little or no additional expense. The bill, which was approved last week by the Assembly Public Safety Committee, moves on to the Appropriations Committee. A similar bill, Assembly Bill 2153, is moving through the legislature and proposes similar training on LGBTQ issues for teachers of 7th through 12th grade. Both bills are being sponsored by Equality California. And here locally, Santa Rosa Gaydar invites you to Wine and Friends that will be taking place at the Sunset Winery and Vineyards. Sunset means sun in Croatian and is located on Olivet Road west of Santa Rosa in Sonoma County. Join them for an afternoon of private barrel tasting, a game of bocce, a round of ping pong, or test your taste buds with a blind tasting game. It all happens on Sunday, May 20th at 1 p.m. And finally, the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee invites everyone interested in helping to plan and present this year's Pride celebration, happening June 1st through the 3rd in downtown Santa Rosa, to attend one of the upcoming planning meetings happening at 6 p.m. at Emeritus Hall on the Santa Rosa JC campus on April 25th, May 9th, and May 23rd. You can learn more about these meetings and how to get involved at sonomacountypride.org. And for all your 2018 Pride celebration information, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. We have everything you need in one place. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia. I love to change the world.